Good morning. It's Sunday, April the 19th, and this is our morning service for this Sunday. So let's read the scripture, and then I'll pray, and then share with you this message. So if you have your Bibles, open them to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 17 through 21. So it's the last five verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So here's what the Bible says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so let's pray. Father, thank you for this time we get to spend in your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll help as we preach it, that you would put the words in my mouth that you want said during this time, and then that you would be with all of our ears, and that we would listen, not just with our ears, but with our hearts and with our souls, and that, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us. I pray if there's those that listen that are not in Christ, they would see their need to get in him today. And then, Father, for those that are in Christ, help us to see some of the new things that come after we get in him. So bless your word, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. It's important to understand what we are as Christians, not what we ought to be, not what we will be, but what we are. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Not he ought to be a new creature, not he will be a new creature, but he is a new creature. And so this morning, during this time, I want to answer two questions. First of all, how do we get in Christ? If any man be in Christ, well, how do we get in Christ? And then number two, once we're in, what's new? Behold, all things become new once we get in Christ. Well, what are some of the things that become new? So how do we get in Christ? And the simple, basic answer is that we get saved. We receive Jesus as our Savior. We get the salvation from the penalty of our sins. And getting saved, as we tell people, is easy. God made it all so easy so that every adult, every child can understand it. In fact, you can use ABC to outline what we need to do in order to get in Christ, in order to get saved. A, we have to admit that we're a sinner. We have to know that we're a sinner. We have to know that we need to be saved from something. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one, in Romans 3:10. It says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we're all sinners, and there is a penalty for that sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And again, it's not physical death, but it's spiritual death. It's being separated from God. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they didn't physically die right away, but they were separated from God right away. And that's the penalty of sin. The wages of sin is death. It's separation from God while we're here on this earth. And then if we die in our sins without Christ, it's being separated from God for all eternity. And so we get saved from that penalty by, first of all, knowing that we're a sinner and there's something we need to be saved from. And then B, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, and when they were in his jail, what must I do to be saved? They responded, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe that he is the Son of God, and that while he was here on this earth, he lived a perfect life. Bible tells us, tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And then after living that perfect life, God allowed mankind to take him and nail him on a cross. And as he died on that cross, God put on him all of our sin. And so on the cross, Jesus paid the penalty for my sin. Now, again, the penalty of sin is separation from God. And so on the cross, God separated himself from his Son. It was during that time when the Son went dark, and God the Father turned his back on his Son, causing Jesus to cry out from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I believe in that moment, he was suffering our punishment for us. He died. He was laid in a tomb. Last week, we celebrated Easter. After 3 days and three nights, he came out of that tomb. He rose from the dead. He defeated death. He defeated sin. He defeated the grave. And after a few more days on earth, he ascended into heaven. And today, this very day, he sits at the right hand of God as my and as your, as we've received Christ, as our advocate. We still sin as Christians. I mean, even though we received Christ and got the penalty of our sin taken care of by his death and on Calvary, we still sin. And as our advocate in heaven, Jesus reminds the Father that sin is under the blood. That sin I paid for on Calvary. And so we admit that we're a sinner, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we confess him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In that same chapter of Romans, chapter 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that there's a penalty for sin, and I believe that Jesus paid that penalty for me. And I call out, and I simply ask him, and I say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve the penalty of sin, but I believe that you died for me. I believe you paid the price for my sin, and I'm calling on you. I'm asking you to be my Savior. That's what I did. That's what many people that are listening to this already did. I mean, I can look back to a time in my life where my pastor helped me understand I was a sinner, and he helped me understand there was a penalty for that sin. And I can remember that night that I called out to Jesus and I asked him to save me, and he did. And so I am a Christian. I am in Christ because I asked him to be my Savior. So again, go back to our text verse with the 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm going to read the second part of the verse first and then come back to the first part. The verse says in the second part of it, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creature, and the old things in his life have passed away, and there have been new things that have come into his life. All right, so the second part of the message, what's new? What's the new things that have come into our life? All right, I want to mention two things. I'm sure there's more than this, and I know there's more than this. But there's two things that I want to mention this morning. First of all, we get a new relationship with God. We get a new relationship with God. We get a new relationship with God's law. Out of Christ, we are condemned by the law. John 3:18 says, he that believeth not is condemned already. And so out of Christ, we're condemned by the law. In fact, that's why the law was given, to help us understand that we are sinners, to help us understand we have fallen short of the glory of God. And that law condemned us. And so out of Christ, I'm a sinner. I still bear the guilt of that sin. The wage of sin is still mine. The wages of sin is death. And again, it's spiritual death. It's separation from God. And so not in Christ, I am condemned. I am separated from God, and I will be for all eternity. But when I get in Christ, I get a new relationship with the law of God. Again, old things are passed away. All things become new. I'm still a sinner, but I no longer bear the guilt. Jesus paid the price for my sin, and I am no longer condemned by the law. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So out of Christ, he sees my sin. But when I get in Christ, he sees the righteousness, and we read it there in verse 21, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. And so once I get in Christ, God doesn't see my sin anymore. He sees the righteousness of his son. So I have a new relationship with God. I have a new relationship to his law. I have a new relationship to God in that I have a new relationship to his nation. Out of Christ, Ephesians 2:12 says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. And so out of Christ, I'm an alien. I'm a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, which represents God's kingdom. Out of Christ, I have no part in it. I have no place in it. I'm like a man without a country. But when I get in Christ, old things pass away. All things become new. I get in Christ and I can claim Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Talk to any soldier that served overseas. Talk to a soldier that's gone to Afghanistan or to Iraq or to Korea or to Europe in World War II. Talk to any soldier, and when they were serving in that foreign country, they were aliens and strangers, many times not wanted, many times not appreciated. That's one of the reasons it's so good for, when a soldier gets to come home, because they're home. They're no more strangers. They're no more foreigners. I've traveled outside of the country. And again, I know what it is to be a visitor in a certain country, in several countries. And it's nice to visit, but there's no place like home. There's no place like being where you are a citizen. So what's new when I get in Christ? I get a new relationship to God. I get a new relationship to his law. I get a new relationship to his nation. I get a new relationship to God's family. Out of Christ, the Bible tells me that I belong to Satan. In John 8:44, the Bible says, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verse 27, but he, God, shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Out of Christ, Satan is my father. God doesn't know me. I'm part of the family of those that have rejected Christ, all sinners, condemned to eternal death, condemned to eternal separation from God. But I get in Christ, and all things pass away, all things become new. John 1:12, but as many as received him, Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Romans 8:15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Abba, Father. God becomes our Father. We become a member of the family that's made up of the saints of God, all those who have received Jesus. And we will live together, and we will live with him forever and ever. So I get in Christ. I become a new creature. I become a freeman. I become a citizen. I become a son. In Christ, I have a new relationship with God. And then the second thing that I want to mention this morning, in Christ, I have a new relationship with man. I have new responsibilities toward my fellow man. Out of Christ, I don't really care. I mean, maybe about family, maybe about a few close friends, but other than those, truly out of Christ, I don't really care. I don't really care how you live your life. I don't really care where you spend eternity. But I get in Christ and old things pass away. All things become new. I have a new responsibility toward my fellow men. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, we read it a moment ago. God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling man with God, introducing them to the one that can reconcile them to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent him in this world. We tell the world about him. And so my responsibility, I get a new one when I get in Christ to my fellow men. My responsibility is to help others make peace with God. My responsibility is to help others be reconciled to God. My responsibility is to introduce them to Christ so that they too can become somebody that's free from the penalty of sin, somebody that becomes a citizen of God's kingdom, and somebody that becomes a son, a part of God's family. In Christ, I do care about you. I do care about how you live your life. I do care about where you spend eternity. And so I have a new relationship with man. Okay? So that becomes new. And then number three, new behavior. New behavior. Out of Christ, again, I'm a child of Satan, and my actions reflect it. In Galatians chapter 5, the Bible says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. And we read a list like that, and we say, man, I'm glad I don't behave like that. But again, we read about some of the wicked sins, and all sin is wicked. But let me just underscore three. That's in this list. Hatred. If we don't love, we hate. Wrath. Getting angry. Losing our temper. And strife, where we can't get along. Hey, God put those three things, hatred, wrath, and strife, right up there with adultery, fornication, idolatry, and witchcraft. So let's just talk about one. Let's just talk about strife, not being able to get along. God hates it. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, the Bible says this: these six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. What are the six? Proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, and a false witness that speaketh lies. What's number seven? What's an abomination unto him? And again, abomination is one of the strongest words that God uses about sin in the Bible. He that soweth discord among the brethren. He that works strife in the brethren. The Bible says God hates it. Out of Christ, I can stick my nose into other people's business. I can listen to gossip. I can get on the phone and on the internet. I can pass it around. That's the work of the flesh. That's sowing strife. That's the work of the devil. That's an abomination unto God. Again, one of the strongest words that God uses in the Bible for sin. But I get in Christ, old things pass away. All things become new. Instead of that list that we read out of Galatians 5, 19 through 21, look at the list in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. When we get in Christ, we don't sow strife. We sow peace. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So how do I get in Christ? I get in Christ when I ask him to be my Savior. I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus died for me, and I call out to him, and I ask him to save me. And then all things become new. I get a new relationship with God. I get a new relationship with other men, and I get a new set of behaviors that the Holy Spirit works in me. Now, if you're not in Christ as you listen to this, I encourage you to get in him. Admit you're a sinner. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died to pay the penalty of your sin. Call upon him. Simply pray, Father, or Jesus, dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. I deserve the penalty of sin, but I believe that you died for my sins. And right now I'm calling out to you and I'm asking you to be my Savior. And if you call out to him, he'll save you from the penalty of your sin. He'll give you freedom from that penalty. He'll make you a citizen of his kingdom. He'll make you a son in his family. Why don't you just go ahead and do it right now? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the freedom that we have to read it and preach it and listen to it. And I pray those that have listened to it this morning that don't know Christ would make the decision to get in him. Admit they're a sinner, believe on Jesus, and call out to him. And then, Father, I pray for the many Christians. Help us to realize that once we get in Christ, old things are passed away. All things become new. You make us a new creature. Thank you for that. Father, please bless each one that's listened. Again, those that need to make decisions, help them to make decisions. And Father, we ask that you continue to bless our church. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.